Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, August 10th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.6%. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is flat, yielding 4.01%. The dollar is lower against the euro and pound, whilst flat against the yen. Gold and oil largely flat, with industrial metals higher, and cryptocurrencies mostly down. Risk appetite is still in recovery mode ahead of the key US CPI data later today, on hopes that China deflation may lead to a pause or end in central bank hiking cycles. Ahead of the data, the focus in Europe may still be on banks in the wake of the Italian government announcing a windfall tax and then hastily easing its stance, unnerving fragile investor confidence. Some attention is also on EU gas prices, which jumped 40% on Wednesday, as Australian labour strikes risk 10% of global LNG. In China, the country garden sell-off continues following the company's missed coupon payment, underlining liquidity stress among Chinese property developers amid slumping home sales. Contagion fears are surfacing, with problems extending to state-backed developers despite relatively favourable financing conditions. On the data front, Denmark July CPI came in above expectations, Norway July CPI came in below expectations, and Japan July CGPI came in below prior month. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, the July CPI numbers, and weekly EAI natural gas inventories. In corporate news, the Financial Times reports that Baidu, Tencent, Alibaba, and ByteDance have ordered $5 billion worth of NVIDIA chips needed for building generative AI systems. Reuters reports that Tapestry is nearing a deal to acquire Qapari Holdings, which could be announced as soon as Thursday and possibly value Qapari in the high single-digit billions. And in earnings, we had Deutsche Telekom reporting earnings below expectations, Siemens AG also missing consensus earnings, whilst Allianz beat earnings expectations and confirmed their full-year outlook. Light on for the US earnings calendar, with just Ralph Lauren due to report before market open. Asian equities largely higher on Thursday as investor sentiment improved throughout the day. Hong Kong fell sharply at the open, only to recover by the close, with mainland China benchmarks also paring losses. Rice prices surged this week to the highest levels in 15 years, raising fears food inflation in Asia could return just as wheat prices also spike on the end of the Russia-Ukraine export agreement. This week's price surge comes after dry weather threatened Thailand's rice crop, adding to supply constraints following India's ban on rice exports to protect local markets. And China confirmed an earlier Nikkei story noting China to allow group tours to Japan as early as this week. European markets have opened largely higher in trading this morning. Global LNG supply remains tight despite the evident decline in energy prices since the 2022 highs. The most recent signal was Wednesday's 40% rise in Dutch TTF gas prices, pinned down to potential strikes at three major Australian gas facilities. Goldman Sachs noted that 6% of global LNG supply potentially is impacted, and if exports halted, uncertainty surrounding timing of the restart could drive up winter risk premium in TTF and JKM futures. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's morning summary for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.